Aber Simcha, Maschen kein Simcha, ein und ein Gesell bis Mana, ein Achnami. When do you make the Mishpa, the Mishter, that's only on Yudal itself. Shrashi Simcha, Shal Michael a Mishter, that is a din to eat and drink on Purim, when do you do it to Kfarim? The people that come into the villages, that hear the Megillah earlier, even if you heard the Megillah on Yud Aleph or Yud Beis Yud Gimel, you can't make your Mishnah Yesudas Purim on Yud Aleph. The Yesudas Purim is Dafka on Yud Aleph. Shrashi Bizman of Yud Aleph. V'toyach Shi Chayva, Boi Bayoim. Akol Yochid Yochid. It's a chid every single person to make a Suda. His current nice Tafila B'Yochid, Akol Karim Boi, V'ika Pirsumanes. So this Rashi going next tomorrow. First Gemara saying Simcha in the Hegesel Bezmana. Mashenka the Simcha Shomaych LeMishta. That's only Bezmana. B'Yom Yudalad. That's when you say. That's when you have your Simcha. Now that we had before, it's only your Svara. The Mikra Megillah. The Mekel to hear a day earlier, because not the Matrichi to come into the big city twice. So since you're there anyway on Monday, we'll let you read the Megillah then. Matanis Lev Yainim is also totally a Nikri Megillah. That's when the Aniyim come around to get the money. Mashenka, the din of Mishter, Simcha, and Purim, that's the din of the day itself on Yom Tif Yudalit. Amarav, Megillah Bizmana, Kurin Naisefilu B'Yachid. When you read the Megillah on Yudalit on Purim itself, you can read it even the Yachid. You can read it for yourself. You don't have to have a minion. You can read the Megillah for yourself. Shalai Bizmana, let's say in a case where the Kfarim come into the big cities, to hear the Megillah early on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, then it's Dafka B'Asara. But a Yochid can't read the Megillah by himself, like a Manashach. If you're a Yochid reading by yourself, don't read it on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis. Wait to read it already on Yud Aleph. Rashi says, Shalai Bizmano, the going forum, Hamakdim Lo Yom HaKnisa, Hekurinus Ela Basara, Devina Pirsum Nisa, a different form. Now, if you're reading it early on a Monday, on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, there has to be a Pirsum Anes. So since the whole Klai Yisrael is not reading the Megillah right now, where's the Pesum and Isa? Only if you have 10 people together. Hey, so on Yudalit itself that everybody's reading the Megillah, even if you read it separately, there's a Pesum and Es, everybody's doing it today. But if you hear the Megillah on Yud Aleph or Yud Beis Yud Gimel, there's not such a big Pesum and Isa, therefore you have to have 10 people.
Ravasi Yama, no, Bein Bizmana, Bein Shlei Bizmana Basora. Even if you read the Megillah on Yudalit on Purim itself, you're only Yotze the Mitzvah by 10 people. Now that's called Pirsum Anes. Heavy Yuvdi was a mite like that. The Choshle Rav Lohod Rabasi. He was Choshif Rabasi that even on Purim itself on Yudalit, not to read the Megillah only with 10 people, he didn't want to read the Megillah by himself. For the more Miyam, Rav Hochid, Rav Seletis, Vam Rav Yehuda, Bred Rav Shmuel Bashelis, Mishmei the Rav, Purim Shechal Lias B'Shabbos. Purim comes out on Shabbos. Erev Shabbos Zmanim. That the Zman is Erev Shabbos, like we had in our Mishnah. We read the Megillah on Friday. That's the Zmanim. Trashimash Meshu Zman Akvualu. Mimeyanshi Zesta Gedoyla. Midlakom Magdim Le Erev Shabbos. No. For the Gemara, Erev Shabbos Zmanim. Is that called its man? For Shabbos Zmanim, like Rashi explained. The case is Yudala comes out on Shabbos. So it says the Zman is to read it Erev Shabbos. For the Gemara, that's not a Zman. The Yik Zman is when is Purim Yudalit. So you have to say when Yudalit comes out on Shabbos, it's a Nidcha, we read the Purim earlier. But you can't say Loshen Zmanim, that's the Zman to read the Megillah. Zmanim is Mashma, that's when the Anshek Nesek Bela was Masakin. They were Masakin to read the Megillah on Yudalit. So it should have said Loshen of Nidcha. This is what he meant to say. Shalai bizmanim kizmanim. That when you read the Megillah, shalai kizmanim has the same malach like kizmanim. Ma zmanim afilu biyochid. Just like on Purim itself, Yudalin, you could read the Megillah of Yechidus. A person could read it for himself. His zechuri means to say, ah shalai bizmanim, even when you're reading the Megillah earlier, before Yudalin, is afilu biyochid. So not like we just said before. We just said Rav was machmir, even on Yudalin itself, to hear the Megillah basar with a minion. And the Eretz Mashmas Pufakir, the Rav is saying, just like on Purim itself, you could hear the Megillah, the Yochid, the person could read for himself, who are the Inshalaybizman, and when you have a right to read the Megillah earlier, in a case where it's Nitcha, you could read the Megillah, the Yechidus. So Mar says, Loi, Linya Mikri Megillah Basara. Avad the Rav holds, you could only hear the Megillah with a minion with 10 people together. Elamai Erev Shabbos Zmanim. What do you mean to say when Purim comes out on Shabbos, says Zman now is Erev Shabbos? That's not a Zman. The Zman is Shabbos. You can say it's a Nitcha. You can't do the Zman. You have to do it there earlier. But what does it mean, the Lashon of Erev Shabbos is Zmanim? Lafukim in the Rebbe. The Yoma, he means Lafuki Rebbe Sheet that we had before. The Yoma, Rebbe says, Hoyov and Nitcha, Yoris from Koimon, Yidchil Yoma Kenisa. The Rebbe said, since Yudalit is on Shabbos, so you can't read the Megillah on Shabbos. You have to go before Nidche. Once you Nidche, don't go back one day to Friday. Go back right 2 days to Thursday. That was Rebbe Shita. His Hakam Ashram, that's what Rav wants to teach us here right now. Hakam Ashram, not like that. Hakam Ashram, there is Shabbos Manamu. The Zman in such a case is Friday. Senech Nami doesn't mean to say it's a Zman that the Anshech Neshech Delo is Mesakin. He just meant to say Lafuke Rebbe's did. Rebbe says in the case when Shabbos is Purim. You read the Megillah on Thursday, Rav says, no, the Zman to read the Megillah, Pita Kornos Chachomim, Pita Kornos of the Mishnah is, to make it a Nitchem, but only one day early on Friday. But I call upon him, what the Locher is, how you're allowed to hear the Mikra Megillah, that Rav is not talking about. So it could be like we had before, Rav was Machmel, like Rav Asi, that you should only hear the Megillah, Dafka B'Asara. But my Yisrael Locher, about that we hold that if you can't hear B'Asara, Havad, he could be Yitz the Megillah B'Yechidus. But Ravad is an Indian, here's the Megillah, Broivam, Hadras Melech, and Mephrat here, it's more than just that. Here's the Indian, Pirsam Manet, Pirsam Nisam. So the bigger the Elam is, the more of a Pirsam Manet there is, the Indian to read the Megillah in a bigger place, push it out, there's more Pirsum Nisa. Nisam. Alright, we'll stop here.
You're holding Daf Heyam and Aleph by the Mishnah. Ezo hi Ir Gedoyla. What's considered an Ir Gedoyla, a big city? We're talking about it does not have a wall around it, and therefore the din is to hear the Megillah and Yudalid, but they don't have a locha, they can't go earlier. They don't have the kula to go liyem ha-kenisa. That means kol sheyeshbo asara batlonim. If you have 10 people that are batlonim that don't work, and like Rashi says, it means, on the Gemara we'll soon see what it means, that 10 people are always free to learn or to have a minion, to daven, if you have 10 batlonim or 10 kerlo people, that's called an ir gedola. Pochus mikan, even though you have a tremendously big city like Russia, but if you don't have 10 batlonim there, he has a raised kfar, it has a loch like a kfar, like a small village, that then the loch is that they're allowed to hear the Megillah sometimes on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, or Yud Gimel. Now, Bielu Omru, on these halachas by Purim was said here, Magdimin v'loy miyachrin. If any reason you can't hear the Megillah on Yud Dalet or Tezvov, like it comes out on Shabbos, we don't say it to hear the Megillah later, on Sunday, but rather we say it to hear the Megillah earlier, on Thursday or Friday before. But we don't say wait later. We say Magdimin, read it before the time, and not later. Rashi says, Bielu Omru, when Purim comes out on Shabbos, you don't wait till Sunday, but rather we makdim, we have the Megillah early on Friday. Avol zman atzei kahanim. Mashenkin, the yomtif we had before in Tainis, that the kahanim have certain days when they bring the wood to the mizbeach, that is called the yomtif for their mishpacha, they bring a korban oiler that day. So let's say that day comes out on Shabbos, the lochur is machrin. They make the Yom Tov on Sunday the day after. Same thing for Tisha B'Av. When Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, we're matcher it, we make a nitche until Sunday. We don't make it a day earlier, but these things, you always make it a day later. After Tisha B'Av, on Sunday, that's when we know Tisha B'Av. Chagiga, the same thing, we have to bring a korban chagiga on Yom Tov, a korban shlomim. Let's say the first day Yom Tov comes out on Shabbos, so on Shabbos you're not allowed to bring the chagiga. The lochur is, you don't bring an Erev Yom Tov, but you wait till the first day Chol HaMoed, that's when you bring it. The alcohol, the same thing, you need to make a kohol, that after a Shemitah, the first Sukkot, after Shemitah, of the first year of the new cycle, there's a mitzvah's kahal. Let's say it comes out on Shabbos, the lochur is, you wait till after Shabbos to do it. Is ma'achrin v'lei makdim. These mitzvahs we wait do a day later on Sunday, and not like we say by Purim, that we make it a day earlier. But by these things we wait a day later. Was the union of Kahn was that the Melech used to go out and read the Sefer Torah, read from the Torah and Sefer Mishneh Torah. The Cholom Chayovim Lovei Lohavi Yestapam. Everybody came to that and they brought their children also. Because the Pesuk says Hakil Esom Anoshim Anoshim V'Yataf Uveshabes Yevsher. On Shabbos you can't bring your children there. So therefore, when Yom Tov comes out on Shabbos, the first day Yom Tov, or the union is to do with the Mitzvah Yom Tov. The union of the Mitzvah, the first day Sukkot. That's when they have the cow. So if the first sickle comes out on Friday, that Moitsoi Sukkis is a Shabbos, the law is we don't make kahal Friday night, but we wait till Sun Moitsoi Shabbos. We're matzchut after Shabbos, not the day before. That's what the Mishnah says, Ma'achrin v'loy makdimin. These things, we push it off a day later, not a day earlier. Now, afa pi shomru makdimin v'loy ma'achrin, even though it's said by the Megillah, you're allowed to hear like B'nai Kfar, the people in the villages, they could hear the Megillah earlier on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. Sometimes they could do makdimim, but v'loy ma'achrin, they can never do it later. Yishno mutorin v'hesped u'batainis. But the days that they hear it earlier, like Lamosha, let's say they hear it on Yud Aleph, or they hear the Megillah on Yud Beis, you shouldn't think from then on it has a chshivas like Purim. But no, those days are not really like the Yom Tov of Purim. Those days are still mutter b'hesped. If somebody dies then, you could say a hesped, who are the nevatainis. If you want, you're allowed to fast those days also. Umatonis lev yoinim. So the Shalom, what does the Mishnah mean, umatonis lev yoinim? Some people say that the mitzvah matonis lev yoinim, you don't have those days. But Rakeret, you have to wait until a Purim Yudalid to give Matanas Lev Yoinim. That's what some learn from Shah in the Mishnah. Oh, we'll see in the Gemara. Amr Rav Yehuda says, Eimosai, when do we have the Chiddush that the B'nai Kfarim, the people living in the small villages, have a right to hear the Megillah earlier on the Monday before? That's Mokom She'nichnosim B'Shein Nebuchamishi. Only if the minig is in this village that the people come in anyway on the Monday or the Thursday. They go to Beis Din in the big city, so since they come in anyway on Monday, we're not matriach them, we don't bother them to come in twice. Avomokom shein nichnosim, loy ba shein yiv loy bechamishi. Let's say you have a village that the people there never come into the city, or they don't come in bedafka on a Monday or Thursday. It doesn't make a difference which day of the week they come into the city. Then we say, I encourage noy selah bezmana. Havada, then they have to wait till Yudalad Biada, till the day of Purim, and that's the day they should come into the city to hear the Megillah then. As we only have this Kula, that they have a right to hear the Megillah earlier, when this Minig is to come in on the Monday. So since they go in on the Monday anyway, we don't bother them come a second time. Torna, the Bryce says like this, Asara Batlonin, that's what the Mishnah says, what's considered a big city? That they don't have a right to hear the Megillah earlier. They have to read the Megillah on Yudalid. That's called a city that has 10 batlonim. What does that mean? Shebebeis HaKnesses. It means there are 10 people free, always available to make a minyan in shul. So Rashi says, Asara batlonim. Shebebeis HaKnesses. Shein batlonim imalachtum. They don't have any work. They don't go to work. V'nizoynim mishol tzibur. They're supported by the community. Kidei lios mitzuyim betfilim. Kidei that there should always be a minyan in shul, the Beis HaKnesses. The Yom Amar would learn the Masech the Brochis that Kivin Shavua HaKadosh Baruch Hu Beis HaKnesses V'yena Moitzah Shom Asoro is Miyad HuKoyis. If Hashem comes to Shul and there's not 10 people there, so Hashem gets angry. So therefore a smart city always makes it that they always have 10 people ready for a minion, that any time they need a minion, they're always there. So that's called Asoro Batlonim. You have 10 people ready to daven. And they don't work, but they're supported by the people. Then the Mishnah says, B'yelu Warmu Magdim of Loim Yachrin. By Purim, the halacha is, if you can't read the Megillah for some reason on Yudalid, the din is you hear the Megillah earlier, but not later. You don't hear it after Yudalid, you hear it before Yudalid. My time, what's the reason? Om Rabab, Om Shmuel, Om Akro, the Pasuk says, V'lo Yavor, that you can't let these days go by. In other words, after Yudalid or after Tezvov, that's not the Zman, you can't hear the Megillah anymore. So, Mel, if there's a reason to make it earlier or not to have it on Yudalid, you have to do it earlier and not later. The Yomar Rabbi Abba Omar Shmuel. Minayin, how do we know? Minayin Shein Moinin Yomim Lashonim. When you want to know what's called a year, when the year is up, you don't count the days. You don't have to have 365 days. It's enough just to say 12 months are up. How do you know it's totally in 12 months? Shinam Raposik says, L'chod Shei Hashonim. For the Chadoshim, the months of the year. So Idashin Chadoshim Atamoina, you count months to make up a complete year, you count 12 months. Chadoshim Atamoina Lishonim, Viatamoina Yomim Lishonim. But you don't count days for the year. So Rashi says it means the case like this. Somebody makes a ned there, I'm not going to drink wine this whole year. For one year, I'm not going to drink wine. What's called the year is up. Moina Yud Beis Chodesh Miyom Liyom. You count 12 months and that's it.
Let's say in Rosh Chodesh Nisan he made a neder that for 1 year now he's not going to drink wine. Is osur ad echad benisan abo. You're not allowed to drink wine until next year Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Even though really if you don't have 365 days, because the 12 months of the moon is 11 days shorter than the sun. So therefore, maybe you'd say a year means 365 days. No, a year means 12 months. And that's the specific L'chotre Hashanah. So if a person made a neder to say he can't drink wine for 1 year, you have to wait. If today is Rosh Chodesh Nisan, next year Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's when you're allowed to start drinking wine. You don't have to count exactly 365 days. You don't have to have the exact amount of days for the year. Right, the Rabbanon from Kisri, Mishum Rababa, Amru, in the name of Rababa, they say over, that Minayin, how do we know? Shein Mechashvin Shoyis Lechadoshim. You want to know what's called a month, you don't have to count exactly the hours to the month also. You only count the days to a month. We'll soon see what that means. Shenem, the Pesuk says, Ad Chodesh Yomim, a month of days. That means Yomim Atom Mechashiv. You have to have either 29 or 30 days lechadoshim to make up a month. V'yata mechashiv shoyis lechadoshim. You don't have to have the extra 6 hours to be mashlim the month also. So Rashi says like this: K'goyin oimer ze gitcha im loybasi mikan ad chodesh. Someone says, "Here's a get to his wife. If I don't come back within a month, for your chodesh chaser. Now this day was a chodesh chaser. There's only 29 days to the month. Obo meshech hasheichi came after shkia." L'yoyim chav dalit, l'yoyim chav tes, on the 29th day, is ain't we don't say a dain no b'tech chodesh, it's still in the middle of the month. In other words, he came after 29 days passed by, on the 29th day after Shki at night time, that's when he came, which was already the beginning of the 30th day, which is the next Rosh Chodesh for the next month. So the Khuri did not come back this month. He said, I'll give you a gift if I don't make it back until the end of Macheshvan. And it came the end of Macheshvan, which was 29 days, and he came back that last day by nighttime after Tzitzik Chavim, which is already Rosh Chodesh, a Kislev. That's when he came back. So, I don't say, Adayinu B'Tech HaChodesh. I don't say, really, that night, the 29th, by night, is still called really part of the month of Macheshvan. Why? Shirei Chadosha Shalavoyna Chav Tes Yeim Machza. Really, you know how many days there are in a moon month? In a moon month, it's about 29 and a half days. So what we do is, one Chodesh we make Molei 30 days, and the next Chodesh we make 29 days. So between the two of them, you have 59 days, that makes up 2 months. But really, each month is 29 and a half days. So now when this guy came back, the 29th day by night, really it's still part of the Chodesh Macheshvan. Because really Macheshvan, really that's the month of Levana, of Macheshvan should have 29 and a half days. So he came back after 29 and a quarter days. So really it's part of the month of Macheshvan? No, that we don't say. When you count Chadoshim by Nedarim, when a person says a Chodesh, you know what a Chodesh means? It means the days. You meant to say this amount of days of the month. If this month only has 29 days, you meant to say if I don't come back within 29 days, they get you Michal. And you don't mean to say the exact last half a day that also should have been included in the month. You don't mean that. You only mean the days of the month. Right, then the Mishnah says, Abuzman atzei kahanim v'tisha bo v'chagiga v'akahal is machrim v'loy makdimin. His brother Aloch is when they come out on Shabbos, that you can't make tisha bo on Shabbos, we make tisha bo on Sunday, the day after Shabbos. Not like we do by Purim, Makdimim, to make it a day earlier, but rather we Machri, we make it a day later. So Mar explains why. Tisha B'Av, why do we make Tisha B'Av later, not on Ches? If a Shabbos comes out on Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, why do we make it later, why not earlier? The Teretz says, Agdume Peronius Lemakadmi. We don't make Peronius bad things earlier than it should be. So about Tisha B'Av, it's first on Tes, and it's Shabbos, so you have to first make a tainus on Yud Bav. Chagiga v'yakal. How come when the first day of Yom Tov comes out on Shabbos,
that you're supposed to bring the Korban Chagiga, we say don't bring an Erev Shabbos, but rather wait till after Shabbos. The same thing, Mitzvah HaKahal. If the Mitzvah Kahal, which is Moitsoi Yom Tif of Sukkis, if it comes out on Shabbos, we wait till after Shabbos. Mishum Diakati Lemot is Man Chivayu. Push it. Because it's a Zman when the Chiv to bring the Korban Chagiga starts. The Zman first starts on Yom Tif. So Melu, when the first day comes out on Shabbos, you can't bring it before Shabbos, because it's not the Zman, it's not the time yet to bring the Korban Chagiga. And the same thing for Kahal, it's not the Zman to make a Kahal. The Zman to make the Mitzvahs of Kahal, of gathering everybody together, and the Melech reads from the Sefer Torah, that's only on after the first day of Sukkis. On Mitzvah Yom Tov Rishon Shel Sukkis. That comes after Shemitah, that's the Mitzvah. So if it comes out on Shabbos, you can't do it before, but you have to do it later. Tana, we learn to the price like this. Chagiga, v'chol zaman chagiga machrin. That the chagiga that comes out on Shabbos, we don't bring it on Shabbos, but you bring it after Shabbos. And who adin v'chol zaman chagiga? All the time of the chagiga also is later, not earlier. So what does that mean? Bishleima, it's very good, we understand, chagiga. That means the nikla v'shabbata. Let's say the first day Sukkot comes out on Shabbos. Now there's a mitzvah to bring a korban chagiga on the first day of Yom Tov. So it comes out on Shabbos, Ma'achrinon. We tell you, bring the Korban Chagiga first on Sunday and Chol HaMoed. Lo, the Bosa Shavata. Let it push it off till after Shabbos. That's good. Elo Zman Chagiga Mahi. What does it also mean? The Zman of Chagiga also, we're Ma'achrin, we do it later, not earlier. What do you mean by the Zman of Chagiga? Omer Rav Oishia Hochikom. This is what it means to say. Chagiga B'Shabbos. When a Chagiga is supposed to come out on Shabbos, the first day Yom Tov comes out on Shabbos, Hu adin v'yoylas Ria. Let's say you want to bring a korban oyla by Ria. The pasuk says v'lo yiroa pona rekom. When you go to Eilu Regal, you come to Eretz Yisrael to Yishlayim. You're supposed to bring a korban oyla with you also. You're not supposed to be seen in the Beis Hamikdash empty. So that's a chiyuv to bring a korban oylas Ria on Yom Tov. Here we say afilu b'Yom Tov. Even if the first day of Sukkis comes out in the middle of the week, but since it's Yom Tov, on Yom Tov you don't bring a korban oyla. You don't bring the Olas Riya on Yom Tov. The Zman Chagiga. Even though today that's a Yom Tov, it's a Zman to bring a Korban Chagiga. A Chagiga is a Shlomim. A Shlomim you're allowed to bring on Yom Tov because it's called Lochem. You could eat from the meat of a Korban Shlomim. Mashenka, the Korban Ola, that's not for you, it's only Legvoya. It goes according to Beisham Hashit and Adasin's Lochem, for Lo Legvoya. You can't bring Kabonis on Yom Tov, Tzorach Hashem. So therefore you're not allowed to bring a Korban Ola Riya on Yom Tov. If that's what it means, Machrin. You're Machrin, even though it's the Zman to bring a Korban Chagiga today. Today, Monday, is the first day of Sukkot, which today on Yom Tov you could bring a Chagiga, but the Korban Ola Shriya you can't bring today. And Mani, who does this price go like? Beishama, he goes according to Beishama Shita. Titznan, we learned him in Sechta Beyom. Beishama Yomrim. Mevi'in Shlomim B'Yom Tov. True, you could bring a Korban Shlomim on Yom Tov, because the Shlomim you could eat from the meat. So that's called Lachem, it's called you have something from it. But if you do bring a korban shlomim on Yom Tov, you don't make a mitzvah smicha. Smicha is to put your hands with all your might on top of the animal, on the head of the animal. So it's in this shavus, you'll be mishtamish with the behema. The shamay says you're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov. Avuloy oilis. But to bring a korban oila, that you can't bring on Yom Tov. Because there's no lochem involved, you can't eat from it. Ubeisiloim, Meisilo says no. Meivin shlomim the oilis, the samechin alayim. Beisilu Shita is, you're allowed to bring a korban shlomim on Yom Tov, and you can make the smicher also. Since you're allowed to bring the korban, the Rabbanu will make it to make the smicher also. And who did a korban oilas Riya, a korban oil also, you're allowed to bring on Yom Tov. That's Beisilu Shita. He doesn't dash in lochem v'le'legvoya, he dashes lochem v'le'le'nochrim. You're now allowed to do something for a guy on Yom Tov. But to do for the purpose of Hashem, to bring a korban oilas, Beisilu holds a smuta. Smell this brisa before that says that Zman Chagiga means a korban erlos riyah according to Beishamai. You can't bring it the first day Yom Tov. You have to wait till after Yom Tov. You bring it on Chol HaMoed. Rav Ram Rava says, you know what the brisa means like this. Chagiga means kol Zman Chagiga machrin. Of a tfeiloi. That means if you didn't bring a korban Chagiga, you could bring it the whole days, all through the days of Yom Tov. But after the days of Yom Tov, you can't bring the Korban Chagiga anymore. The Tanan, like we learned like this, the Tanan. Mishaloi Chag B'Yom Tov Rishon. Somebody did not bring his Korban Chagiga, the Korban Shlomim, the Korban Yom Tov, on the first day of Yom Tov.
Shachag of Sukkis is Choygeg Bohoylech as Kol HaRegel Kulei. Any day throughout Chol HaMoed and even the last day Yom Tov, you still have the right to bring this Korban Chagiga. The Yom Tov Achron Shachag, Hu Adin HaShemini Atzeres also, also it's a Siman to bring a Korban Chagiga, it's a day of Tashlumim for the first day Yom Tov. You could bring the Tashlumim of the Chagiga any one of these days. Over a regal, once it even went by Shemini Atzeres, for loy chag, and you did not bring in korban chagigi yet, the covered yom tif is ein lechay bach yusay. You don't have the chiyuv to bring it anymore. It's over as manai bought the korban. That is chagigi is only during yom tif. But once this man of yom tif went by, there's no more chiyuv to bring in korban chagigi. Rav Ashi yomar chagiga means v'chol zman chagiga machrin. What does that mean to say? V'yafilu atzeres dechad yoyma machrin. Even in the case of Shavuos, that Shavuos midiraisa is only one day. Let's say Shavuos comes in on Shabbos. So when do you bring the Korban Chagiga? Even though you can't bring it on Shabbos, still Ma'achrin, you bring it after Yom Tov. To Tanan, we learned like this. Moedim, that everybody is Moedah, Shim Chalat Seres Lios B'Shabbos. Let's say Shavuos comes out on Shabbos. When is the day you bring the special Kabonis of the Elas Riyon or the Korban Chagiga? In Shayim Tevuach. When is the day we make the shchit, we make a special day to bring the kabonis? Acher Shabbos. It takes place first on Sunday and not before Shabbos. So that's the chiddush. Rashi says it means like this. Rav Ashi Yoma, Chagiga means kol zaman shenemru b'chagiga machrin. Means in bo b'Shabbos. Any time a Yom Tov comes out on Shabbos, you push off the kabonis after Shabbos. It means v'afilu atzeres, even a day like Shavuos. Shein elu yoy mechas, only one day, still tashlumim yeshlo. You could make up for it after Shavuos. Kol Shiva, that's a chiddush. So 7 days after Shavuos, you have a right to make up for the korban. You're supposed to bring the korban ri and a korban chagiga on Shavuos. If it came out on Shabbos, or else for some reason you couldn't bring a korban on the first day Shavuos, you have a right to make up for it the next 7 days. Even though it's only a weekday, it's not a yom tif, still there's a tashlumim. V'yadayin yeshlo zman likorif. Like it says, Moedim, that a Shabbos, if at Shavuos comes out on Shabbos, that when do you bring the Korban Chagiga, the Korban Elos Riyah, you bring it first on Sunday. So Rashi says in the Gemara Chagiga, the Machlokes, what's going to be when at service comes out on Erev Shabbos? Let's say Shavuos comes out on Friday. When is the day you bring the Korbanos? Be'sharma Yomim, Yom Tavuach Shalcheros Achra Shabbos. Be'sharma says in such a case when Shavuos comes out on Friday, it's not enough time to bring the Korbanos on Friday, so maybe you bring it first on Sunday after Shabbos. The other Mandiyama says no. When it comes out on Friday, you bring the Korbanos on Friday. But everybody is minded though, when Shavuos comes out on Shabbos though, that you can't bring the Korbanos on Shabbos, you can't bring the Korban Chagiga, or you can't bring the Eglas Ri on Shabbos. The din is you first bring it on Sunday after Shabbos, after Shavuos. Omar Rabbi Eloza, Omar Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi not a Natiya Bapurim. He's saying over Maisa that Rabbi planted something on Purim. The day Yudal of Adar, that was Yom Tov of Purim, he planted, he did a malach, he did some work on Purim.